This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Diving right back into it. Happy opening day week. Baseball is officially back. I am as excited as you could possibly be. It is one of my favorite times of the year. We are 3 weeks away from the Masters. We are 3 days away from opening day. 1 month from today is the NFL draft. I mean, come on.
I can't believe that. I just told you, man, it's going so fast already that we have the draft a month from today already. Good Lord.
Somebody wants to ask you a question, if that's okay.
Sure.
Good to have you back, Bob.
Thank you.
Did you get to watch Jack? And please share your thoughts.
I got to see Jack a couple of weeks ago when we were down there. Got to see him for one at-bat on Friday, maybe it was. And he had two strikes on him and then got rung up for, you know, pitch clock delay, right? And so everybody started booing. It was like the eighth inning, right? And Jack gets called up. He's going to hit in the seventh, and then they ground into a double play, and everybody's like, oh, Cags is on deck. Oh, my God, he's right there. And there's this eight-year-old kid or whatever in front of me so excited, right? Mm-hmm. And I told you guys,
everybody
should. Well, they're all from Kansas City, so I'm sure they did. But I told people, you know, watch the game through the eyes of this eight-year-old kid, how excited he was, not worried about anything but seeing his guy hit, right? And then so he gets rung up on a pitch clock violation, to which everybody views. And this guy, who I'll talk about in our next segment, where the weirdest thing of the weekend is having these conversations and conspiracy theories sitting behind us, starts yelling at all of us. The guy had conspiracy theories every half inning for something different, and we all started booing the umpire. He started yelling at the umpire, don't listen to them, they're drunk.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Meanwhile, this guy had every conspiracy theory on the books, which we will get to, you know, in our weirdest from the weekend coming up. But I mean, this guy was unbelievable. And so we were all disappointed. Like, you rung up this guy on a pitch clock violation, which I don't know if it was. I wasn't paying attention to the pitch clock. Must have been. But so you move on. So that, yes, I saw Jack Caglione. Yeah. But he was, you know, just raking foul ball. And then strike three, you're out. Okay, fine. Okay. Thank you, umpire.
Thank you very much. More Bob forums. Somebody says, so I just want to say thank you to Bob for suggesting Foley. We went Friday night for my wife's birthday, and nice. Boy, was it a great time.
Good, man. Glad you had a good time. Everybody has a blast there. Hopefully, it's so much fun.
Hopefully they fold around and found out.
That's right. Afterwards, too.
So you didn't watch a lot of college basketball on vacation?
No, I did not. I didn't watch any college basketball until yesterday.
Okay. You picked it right. Because
yeah, you did. Nice.
Damn it.
I didn't feel like I was missing much.
No.
Once Kansas and Missouri lost, it was like everybody just kind of left, you know?
Yeah. In case you didn't know this, Hunter Dickinson now has to pay for his pizza at the wheel.
I mean, geez. We can get into him later.
He has to stand in the other side of the Hawk to get in.
I've never seen a local athlete hated more than that guy. Like, the nasty stuff friends were sending about Hunter Dickinson.
Oh, that's, like, that's it's not cool.
No, but it's just like, I hate this guy. I'm glad he's done. Like, everybody's like, move on. Like, unbelievable how people just don't like that guy. And I guess rightfully so. You make all this money, you got to show up and play. Yep. And what was he, like 3 for 18 or something the other night? Like,
he was 4 for 13 from the field.
And 1 for 4 from the three, which obviously if he's shooting threes, it means he's trying to get NBA scouts to say that he can hit this shot.
Right.
That's all they do in the NBA, shoot threes.
With the worst turnover at the end of the game that I've seen in a minute.
Through a pass to, I said, Patrick Swayze from Ghost. Shout out P. Swayze. Yeah, he just threw it over there. I was like, what's he throwing?
Where's he throwing the ball?
It always reminds me of a story that happened in our Little League Baseball League. Our third base coach was kind of a scumbag, and he one time was, I don't know how scumbag this is, but he was a third base coach, and the pitcher was on the mound. We had a guy on third base, and he's like, pitcher, let me see that ball. And the pitcher threw him the ball, and he just went to the side, and it would go, and he's like, oh, the kid at third base, he's like, go, and got a free bit, got a run.
That was your coach who did
that? Oh, yeah.
What age?
I don't know, 12.
I'm like, come on, man.
Totally not cool.
Yeah, that is kind of a scumbag move. Yeah.
Got a run out of it.
You did. I mean, like,
let me see that baseball. A kid threw it to him and he just moved to the side. He's like, go. Sure.
Now, if you're doing that, like, in high school, maybe it's different. These are 12-year-old kids you're trying to teach the game to, dude. Like,
well, don't throw the ball to a parent. I guess he learned. Base coach. Yeah. Lesson learned. Bet he never did that again.
Bet he never did. But still, who won the game?
I think, I don't know. I couldn't tell you this day. I just remember that moment, right? But there weren't a lot of moments.
Thanks, Richard.
Seriously.
Shout out Dougie Fresh, RIP. But no, it's, you know, like I said, you didn't really miss much Thursday, Friday, nor Saturday, but it was fun to have all of that for Thursday, Friday,
yeah,
and Saturday.
Of course,
Saturday.
Yeah,
and
right?
Then,
yeah.
And then Sunday kind of came around, because a lot of people were tweeting this, myself included, to say is, this has kind of been a tournament. It hasn't really had the March feeling. And then we got the end of the audio that we played you earlier. We got the audio of Maryland winning that game against UConn. Or no.
Maryland against Colorado State,
who was like the surprise team. A lot of people were, and you know, they held their end of the bargain. They went down there and hit a three to go up by one.
That
and then
was
all of
great.
Yeah, then there's like, you know, what was there, like 3.4 seconds left. Yeah, they called time out of half court, threw the play to Queen.
That Queen shot was awesome. It was so Tim Duncan, right? Like, it, like somebody said, oh, that's such a difficult shot. I'm like, no, he Tim Duncan that thing up. That was as perfect a shot as you can get. Tim usually on the other side of the basket when he would shoot that shot. But I mean, you used the glass, you used the square, you banked it in. Like, it was as fundamental as you could get. And then they're interviewing the kid after the game. I'm like, God, how did I get so old so fast? He looks like a baby up there, man.
Oh, yeah.
But he was great. That was awesome.
And what makes a shot?
Give me the ball, you know? Yeah.
And that's what's great. Is that's what makes that so much better of a shot, because this was the coach of Maryland after the game.
I asked everybody. I said, who wants the ball? And he said, give me the MF ball. And I said, all right, you're getting it. And I said, don't mess around. Go after it and do it. And I give him a lot of credit, man. The big dog came up and threw it.
Who wants the MF and ball?
He give wanted me it.
Yeah, give right, me the give MF me and ball. All right,
Derek.
Don't mess around.
Here you go.
What a dad that quote is.
Yeah.
You want it? All right, don't mess around.
It is, but fine. But you want that, right?
Yeah.
That's you like the dog. Being a leader right there. All right, who wants the ball? I do. All right, here you go. Go get the ball. Go take care of business. You give it to your best player. Boom, game over. And you win and you advance to the Sweet 16. I didn't think Maryland was going to win that game. Once Colorado hit that shot, you're like, okay, Colorado State hit that shot. You're like, boom, this thing's over, right? And then 3.4, that's March Madness. You say there wasn't a lot of madness, right? I feel like we say that a lot about the NCAA tournament. Like, I think in our minds, like, with everything, we anticipate things being so much bigger and greater than they are, and we think these first couple of rounds are going to be all these madness games. How many do we normally have over the course of an NCAA tournament? Or are we just remembering like every great moment that we've ever seen? You know,
we watch a YouTube montage before March of every buzzer beater. And then when it doesn't happen every game, you're like, wait, what?
Yeah. Why aren't there more buzzer beaters?
And we finally got our first one with Maryland and Mr. Queen.
Yep. And of course, in, you know, Twitter fashion, everyone wants something to be exciting. And then it happens. Oh, he traveled. Oh, this isn't right. Oh, no, he didn't.
Traveled.
It was fantastic basketball. Yes. We got a text from the 816. He traveled.
Bob traveled.
Yeah, that guy didn't travel.
I know.
Took the ball on the block and hit the shot.
Textbook as it gets.
I mean, that's literally how they draw it up.
Yeah.
I thought Sunday from 11:15 to before I fell asleep before the Oregon Arizona game, I thought it was great. Obviously, won some change this weekend on parlay.
There we go.
So we've netted $87 on the tournament.
Wow, nicely done. That's good. That's better than being minus 87, right?
No doubt about it, baby. No doubt about it. We got some change to spend on opening day.
Let's go.
Bobby anytime homer. Cole Reagan 6.5 strikeouts. No runs first inning.
Cole Reagan 6.5 strikeouts. I'd pound the over on that. One.
It'll be something like that because it's going to be opening day might be 1-0, one or the other, because it's Bybee and it's Reagan.
Yeah, Tanner Bybee doesn't give up any runs, but
they
Reagan doesn't either. But everybody strikes out now in baseball, right? Like that's
not
one thing.
Cagliano, unless he gets called out,
got to get rid of the strikeouts. Put the damn ball in play. But I mean, strikeouts,
see ball, hit ball.
Well, you tell people that they don't listen,
and they get demoted.
They get demoted, but they cleared waivers and now they're back. Welcome back, Nick Prado.
No doubt about it. But you saw a lot of fix the tournament, fix college basketball discussions on social media.
I feel like I see that every year, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys feel like you see that every year? How can we make this better? How can we fix? I saw a tweet from Pablo Torre talking about the old ESPN boss saying they were going to buy the tournament from the NCAA and increase it to 96 teams.
Yeah.
I heard yesterday Stan Van Gundy actually had a great way to fix the college basketball, and he said, enough with the reviews, because that kills the game. I don't know who you are that likes all these reviews and needs all these reviews. Stan Van Gundy just goes, why aren't we doing the challenge system? Like, every other sport just has two challenges. Instead of doing all these damn reviews, let's just have two challenges. And when you don't like the call that's made, challenge the call. Once you're out of challenges, that's it. And you don't get any more challenges. And I kind of like that call.
Yeah.
But after seeing in spring training, and I don't know if you can do this and technology allows it, the ABS system that Major League Baseball has implemented is genius. And it's quick. It is fast. It is all computerized. I wonder if there's a way that you can do that with college basketball to see who touched the ball last. I mean, I don't know if there's some infrared technology or something that can be out there where you can see this, because this watching a clip of a finger or a, you know, a calf muscle
and
all
it takes
this
5 minutes.
And it takes a day, man. Ugh.
And then you get the ref's face. It looks like ours at 1 a.m. waiting for your pizza rolls to be done in the microwave.
And what's that? You know, the guy's like right in the camera.
Yeah, the ball was not out on number 65, possession Maryland.
Yeah.
Please adjust the play clock.
Yeah.
And 4 minutes later, after adjusting the play clock, we've got a game to go. And then it just kind of takes the buzz out of the moment.
Yeah, it's all
gone. Takes the momentum.
Yes.
It just ruins everything.
Ruins.
So,
well, is the ball spinning because his finger touched
if
this
you
way?
Notice, you can see the rotation change because it hit his calf muscle.
Yeah, that was yesterday's. They hit the calf muscle.
That's right.
And Gene Steratore, when was the last time that guy got anything right?
Did you hear the shade they threw at him? They said, did it hit his calf muscle? He goes, I don't know. Get your index card, Gene.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes. And Gene went silent. And you know he hit his microphone and was like, dude, not cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I laughed so hard when I heard that. I was like, there's got to be some audio.
But I mean, it's awesome,
somewhere.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
He did it.
Lean into it.
Yeah,
that was like 10 years ago.
I mean, that's
get
who
over
you
it.
Are, man. But
oh, that was great.
But
get your index card. Get your shine box, Gene.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was, right?
Oh, I laughed so hard. It was one of those moments. I was Leo on the couch from Once Upon a Time. I was like, oh, he did it. He did it. Hey, man, we said no jokes about that. It was a decade ago. Gene,
get
over it.
Get over it, Gene.
You're making a ton of money as an analysis of the game.
Get over it, my man.
We
just let it go.
Twice a game. But no, I think the tournament will expand.
It will. No, it will.
But what we brought up on Friday was that they had record numbers of viewership for the first four.
Yeah.
Like, people were locked in. And I brought this up as well. I was like, I don't know if it was a record number because we were all pining for sports and basketball or the tournament, or because UNC and Texas were playing
and Xavier
was also there.
Right.
So three of the four teams that played in, I mean, a lot of people were like, Texas, North Carolina, that's going to bring big viewership.
And Xavier's a big brand, too. Now they're losing their coach to Texas. But you have brands like North Carolina and Texas. Of course, people are going to tune in. It's better than watching, you know, Appalachian State take on Slippery Rock or something like that. But those are the teams that people root for in the first couple of days of the tournament.
Everybody wants a Cinderella until they don't.
Until they don't. Until this weekend. Like, you want Cinderellas on Thursday or Friday. You get them, and then you're like, the Sweet 16's here, and we're looking at, we're like, it's all chalk. It's all the SEC, right? Seven SEC teams in the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
I asked you guys, is this interesting? But it is, because it's the brand name programs. It'll get great numbers. People went to these schools. You know the brand anyway of these schools. So I guess, you know, we kind of got what we want. You know, you get kind of chalk and only one double-digit seed moving on, and it's freaking Arkansas.
Yeah.
10 seed.
The Don Calipari.
He took out two of the GOATs.
I mean, he took out Self and Patino.
Back to back.
When are we going to start giving that guy credit? I was thinking about that yesterday. About 4 minutes? Okay. Yeah. Because I was sitting yesterday, I'm watching Cal do something. I'm like, when are people going to just accept that he's one of the greatest of all time? But nobody wants to. Everybody thinks he's a used car salesman.
Well, that blazer he was wearing on Saturday. Seems like he might have a Honda Civic that's got about 150,000 miles on it for your 16-year-old kid. I'm glad you said. You said seven teams of the SEC are in the Sweet 16?
Yeah.
And how many Big 12 teams made it?
I think three.
Four.
BYU, Houston.
Which I think is less than seven.
So
Texas Tech and somebody else.
So we won a bet, Mac.
I think we did.
We had a texter. Said that there'd be more Big 12 teams in the Sweet 16 than SEC, and it's 7-4.
Yep.
Okay. So that person has to donate to an animal shelter.
Heck yeah!
So it's a great cause, and we don't have to do the show in pasties and no shirts. So everybody wins.
Exactly. I mean, there were 14 SEC teams in the tournament. How many Big 12 teams made it in?
Seven.
Well, the math, I mean. That's
why we took the bet and ran with it. And we have a new show guest that I think you're going to like, named Ron Slay, one of Mac's guys from Tennessee. Great guest. We could have him back this week. You'll love Ron Slay. He was awesome.
And even he,
we asked him because he's an SEC guy, played at Tennessee. Right. And I was like, hey, Ron, we got this guy that said there'd be more Big 12 teams than the SEC in the Sweet 16. Oh, man. Take that to the house. I was like, all right, dude, thanks.
Well, of course. I mean, simple math would tell you got twice as many teams in.
Right.
Odds are,
it's like
just go 500,
and they did.
The Big 12 would have to go win all their games to it. Like, that's just a stupid bet by that guy.
Yeah, 7-1 in the second round for SEC. Yeah. It's like those questions: this team or the field. It's like, well, the field's
you would take the field, but what about Duke or the field at this point?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still taking the field, but they are scarier than I thought.
I didn't know they had like 10 or more wins of 20 points or more this year.
They're just obliterating.
Either Duke's
people.
Really good or the ACC sucks outside of the top three teams.
Seems like a combination of both. Yeah. Both can be true, you know?
It is both.
Yeah, it's both. Let's get an Overreaction Monday. Bob, welcome back. Go ahead and hit it with us.
Well, I'm just going to say right now that Dan Hurley, not a leader. And that's my overreaction. Leaders don't blame others. They take the blame for themselves. And when Dan Hurley's walking out of the tunnel, dropping F-bombs, blaming everybody else, saying it's, you know, the referee's fault, best of luck, Baylor, it's the referees.
I hope they don't F you like they did us.
Yeah, that's not a leader to me. He's great for college basketball because he truly is a heel that the sport does need. A lot of people don't like him. I don't know if many of his fans like him, you know, because when you win, it's great. But when you lose, that kind of wears thin really, really fast. Not that he's losing in the NCAA tournament, and they won 13 straight NCAA tournament games, which is close to a record. But I mean,
a lot of people money too on an over under with a buzzer beater.
Oh, God, yes.
You see, they've made like. Against the spread, they've made or they've profited of bettors bet the spread against UConn. Like, so obviously UConn was like, I don't know, whatever. They cover the spread.
Yeah.
They've profited like $824,000 on betting if you take UConn with the spread.
Wow.
Because they either cover or they win.
Wow.
It's just nuts.
That's crazy.
So you can't bet UConn anymore, so now you have to bet somebody else.
You can't bet them anymore, right?
Yeah. he's so back.
but Dan Hurley, man, be a leader. Don't blame the referees, man. Like, that's weak sauce. That's what drunk fans in the upper deck do. They blame the referees. You let Florida hit six of their final six shots. You didn't play defense, and you let Speedy Claxton go out there and become a household name, draining threes. That dude's 5 of 8.
Claxton.
Play a little defense, man. Stop blaming everybody else for your ills. Like, I hate that so much. Be a leader. This is on us. We didn't do what we needed to do. Don't tell Baylor the refs effed us. I hope they don't F you.
Yeah, Florida versus UConn. They even told you the announcing the same play was getting drawn up twice. Same play.
Same play.
Same play.
Handoff. Yep, same play.
One guy was shooting it.
Nice help by McNeely.
Face.
Clayton. Got
it! Onions.
Downtown hit.
Of sushi for him.
Wow. Sushi with some caviar, some onions on the side.
Yeah. Mac, you got an overreaction on a Monday?
I mean, we kind of talk about just the fixing of basketball, and I don't even know if it's an overreaction, but these games are entirely too long at the end. Last night, for whatever reason.
Been that way for a decade. They won't fix it.
And they won't fix it. And it's ridiculous. For some reason, I was up, just couldn't sleep. TV was on, Oregon, Arizona at the end. I mean, there are 2 minutes left in this game. Okay, it's close.
Who won?
Arizona.
Okay.
Close game. It was a good game at the end.
Right.
But I'm not kidding you. This is not hyperbolic. 45 minutes at least for the last 2 minutes
of
game time.
No, it's not hyperbolic. It's the way it goes.
It's asinine.
It's been that way for, like, those big Monday games that used to start at 8:20, be over at, like... Come on,
I mean,
man.
Dude, we got to figure this out. It's quarters. It's less time. There are easy ways to do this.
I do like the challenge system, though, that Stan Van Gundy kind of suggested. Eliminate a lot of these replays. The other thing is, how many timeouts are we giving these teams? Like five apiece, and nobody takes them to like 2 minutes
yep,
to go.
Exactly.
And then it's like 10 timeouts, out of bounds, review. Like the last 2 minutes of a college basketball game are dreadful. I'd rather take claws and scratch my eyes out than watch that.
So back to your overreaction on Bobby Hurley. Somebody says Dan Hurley looks like a 50-year-old sketch. What's up, brother?
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then somebody says, is he the Sirianni of college basketball?
Somebody else had said that. I saw that somewhere else.
To respect the text.
That's a good one. I saw it on Twitter yesterday. Somebody said he's like Sirianni, right? Like your own fan base kind of doesn't like you, but you win. And you're like, all right, nobody else likes you and whatnot. So
maybe it's the same school that gives me a Soul Mac this morning. He's Gino Auriemma for men's basketball for the same school.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't like him at all if you weren't UConn affiliated. But if you're UConn affiliated, dude, you're running through a brick wall for that dude. Like, his post-game interview where he was emotional and talking about the kids and the run that they had had the last couple years about being special and all that sort of stuff. It's like, there's the emotional side. And then you all of a sudden, you watch him during the game. And again, this is camera placement. They know what they're doing. They know anytime there's a, you know, subjective call, put the camera on Hurley, and you've got your TD up there going, camera three, Hurley, stay on him the entire game.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cue camera three, take camera three. There he is complaining halfway across the court, MFing somebody, calling somebody baldy, telling him two rings,
right,
all that sort of
telling
stuff.
Telling his assistant coach to shut up.
That was
yesterday.
That was awesome. That was awesome. Know your place.
Know your place. Shut up. Okay. Him and the guy from Illinois, Brad Underwood, that guy rips the refs too. I like that. Keep the camera on that guy.
Yeah.
I don't mind telling the assistant to shut up. Like, that's not your place.
Yeah.
I understand your place is to either, like, you know, when they sit down and be like, hey, here's what I would, not when you're trying to give the ref a little bit of dosage of the Hurley
business.
Unless
he's telling him, hey, calm down, you're going to cost your team.
And he's still probably going to tell you to shut up.
Yeah.
My overreaction is we need to put a little bit more respect on Calipari's name.
Okay.
The reason I say this is,
I agree,
he was ran out of Kentucky because he couldn't get it done. And again, we understand, if you can't win at a blue blood school, they want you out. We know how the, you know, the endorsers work. Hey, we are a brand. We must live by it. And he didn't have a good run in the end with Kentucky, where he was missing the tournament, was missing portals, was missing athletes. Goes to Arkansas, struggles, what, last year?
No, this was his first year.
Arkansas, you know, they
were bad last year.
Barely made the tournament this year, being a 10 seed.
Bring in Calipari. He beats Bill Self.
Uh-huh.
He beats Patino.
Right.
And the number two seed, St. John's, who I had going the entire way in Wayne.
I know,
so my bracket's gone.
Busted.
So, yeah, definitely busted. But Calipari, I think there's a lot of coaches in this game right now that can take some notes, because we can all agree that Bill Self missed the portal with a couple of players.
Huge miss.
Zeke Mayo, Store, and Hunter Dickinson. You missed. You didn't hit it. But you know what?
Free agency in the NFL is the portal in college basketball.
It's
you overspend.
Comp. No, it's a good comp. Yeah. And now you can see what Calipari's done in Arkansas. Now, the NIL, the transfer, Arkansas has a ton of money in NIL, Tyson, Jones, Walmart, all those people. And he's made himself a Sweet 16. He's carried a 10 seed all the way to the Sweet 16, and he's back. Mm-hmm. And people always want to say, where does Calipari rank? Well, he had a really good team in Kentucky with Anthony Day. Okay.
But you're supposed to, those guys,
You're supposed to win those championships.
Yeah.
Now he's in Arkansas, has a chance to make a deep run to a tournament, and his name is back at the top of the coaching world with the Izzos, the Selves, all those guys, the Hurleys. Now we're going back going, well, it is Calipari. It's like, yeah, this guy went away for 10 years, and now he gets to a new place. He's a new face in Arkansas, and that team was rolling this weekend, or this week slash weekend. Beat Kansas. I don't care what you want to say. That was a 10-7 upset. You beat St. John, 10-2 upset, and now you're in the Sweet 16.
Against Texas Tech.
Telling everybody to kiss your ring, and here we are right back.
And I'm with you. I think Cal is such an undervalued coach right now, because people want to look at him and go, oh, he cheats. Where, when, how? You know, like, show me the trail.
It's impossible
of paperwork
to
right?
cheat in college sports now.
Now it is. Now it's a free-for-all down there. But he becomes now, I think, the second coach to lead four different programs to the Sweet 16.
Oh, wow.
UMass, Kentucky,
Memphis,
and
Arkansas. Yeah, he becomes, and I can't remember who the other coach was that led four schools. I don't think it was Wooden, but I'm trying to remember who it was.
That would it led, be Patino or no?
I don't think it was Patino.
Well, Patino had Kentucky, Louisville, and St. John.
St. John's hasn't gotten to this week. And Iona hasn't been there and whatnot. So it wasn't Patino. I'm trying to.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Think of who it was. The text line may have seen the same graphic that I did yesterday.
Google
about
it.
That. But I mean, like, you've got to give John Calipari credit, but it's almost like, oh, we can't do that. Why not? The guy is dominated everywhere he's been.
And
man.
What do we say about college basketball? The coaches
are the stars. Yeah. They're the stars.
We talked about Hurley. We talked about Calipari. We talked about Patino, Self, all those guys. Like, when it comes to the tournament, focus goes right on those guys.
And also, too, when you look at, you know, the situation involving Cal going to Arkansas and then, you know, what's his name going to be from BYU to Kentucky. Kentucky, Arkansas, and BYU are all in the Sweet 16, and they all kind of have that inner circle of changing coaches. Mark Pope goes from BYU to Kentucky. Cal goes from Kentucky to Arkansas. The BYU coach comes on. They're in the Sweet 16. Like, you look at that, you got to think that's a great circle of coaching changes that needed to be made, that refresh systems and you know, organizations, and they're all in the Sweet 16.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.